Zombie presents Curse of Strahd, a spooky adventure for D&D 5th edition. Episode 3, Get Off My Spiritual Lawn!
Hello everybody, and welcome to Book Zombie Presents Curse of Strahd, our 5th edition D&D. So people are making waving noises on the camera. 5th edition D&D campaign. So, usual procedure, I will first of all, in fact I'll do it the other way around than I did last time, because why not? I will let everybody introduce themselves. Don't worry Penny, I haven't forgotten myself this time. And then give a brief description of where I think we've got to, and then we shall carry on. So, I am Chris Bookzombie Hill. I am your DM for this farrago of nonsense. I'm going in the order everyone is up on my screen at the moment. So, Caius.
Hi, I'm Caius Wickersham. I'm playing Darius Talvinhar. You can find me on Twitter at dtalvinhar.
Okay, thank you. Josh.
Josh, you can find me on Twitter at Tess Sarge, and I'm playing Araban, the tiefling sorcerer.
Okay, thank you. Jane.
Hey, I am Jane. You can find me on Twitter at CellarDoor10, and I am playing Cathra Bitteraxe, or Cath.
Okay, thank you. And Penny.
Hello, I'm Penny Hill. I'm playing Marmoset Quince, the human ranger with a small human problem, and you can find me on Twitter at Happy Penske.
Right. Now, you may have noticed, if you're paying attention, a couple of things missing from those introductions. First of all, Alton will be joining us probably in the next quarter of an hour, 20 minutes or so. He's running a bit late. And unfortunately, bad news is that we have had to lose Reek from the recording. She has, life has unfortunately got in the way. So we've had to let her go. But we're keeping her character around. She's keeping the loop. So hopefully she might be able to join us again at a later date. Okay. So where were we? So you have been, in previous episodes, enveloped in mist and transported somewhere new. On the invitation of two young children, you have gone into their house to try and find out about the monster they say is in the basement that their parents have kicked them out of the house to protect them from. You have been exploring the house thus far. You have encountered various nasties, in particular a broom trying to make a clean sweep of the party. If you thought I was going to be able to resist that, sadly you do not know me. And a monstrous ghostly nanny and some armour. You have explored the first, second and third, or ground first and second floors, depending on your nationality. And thus far, to several of yours increasing frustration, I have not yet been able to find a way down into the basement where the monster is supposed to lurk. So you have found a secret door which seems to lead upwards, but after previous encounters you decide to take a long rest, and that was where we left it last time. Does that sound reasonably accurate to everyone?
Yep.
Yes. Are we done with our long rest at this point, or are we doing the long rest now?
I am going to say that we are done with the long rest.
And just as a reminder, my failed save that reduced my maximum hit points.
Yes.
That is cured now with the
that
long rest.
That is cured, right? Yes, okay. From a long rest. Cool. Correct. Yep.
For those who don't remember, Cath is at 1 HP out of 14 minus the 6 that she lost to our ghost or spectre or whatever undead it was. But now, back up to 14 out of 14. Yep.
Okay, so everything's back to normal. So, couple of things, obviously, speak up for the mic when you're speaking, and remember, for the benefits of our potential audience members, hello everyone, remember to announce your dice rolls, please.
Right.
And remind me if I forget as well. Okay, so you are currently in the master bedroom on the third floor, or second floor, if you're British. What are you going to do now?
I say we head for the secret door.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm feeling better now.
You're looking better.
A little bit more color to my cheeks.
Green is such a fetching color on you.
Thanks.
Then hey.
Okay, would you like to move your characters to the entrance to the secret door then?
Okay, yeah. Just to clarify which secret door. Yeah, okay, yeah.
It's here.
Just following you guys.
Right there.
Okay.
I'm in the right place, huh? Forgot me where it is.
Yes, you're all in the right place. Ooh. So allow me to move you to here. So Erimem looks like you're at the front at the moment. And doo-ba-doo-ba-doo.
Cather would be towards the front of any.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. There we go.
And for the moment until Alton arrives, I'm going to move Semyon in his behalf. And if you get in a situation he needs to do, I'll try and keep him alive. Hopefully, it shouldn't be too long. Okay. So you are at the top of the stairs. There is a door in front of you.
I open it.
Okay.
I was going to say, at this moment, I wish we had a rope.
Well, maybe we'll fix that at some point. Sorry, I was moving Darius. Didn't mean to do that. Cather, do you want to move yourself to the front then, as you've said that you're the one that's opened the doors? Okay. So you seem to be in an upstairs, looks like an attic hall. It's just grey and dusty and forlorn looking, as many, many attics appear to be. There is a door at the top of the room in the centre. There is a window just to the right of it. There is another door to the bottom of the room. And there are two more doors, top and bottom, at the end of the corridor. There and there. Thank you. Can I just check, if I click on the screen, are you seeing a ping from me?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes,
it's not actually showing on mine, which is sort of unhelpful.
I mean, I ping.
Yeah, I saw you ping on the top one there.
But I don't think I've seen a ping in your color.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you're in the right layer.
Yeah, otherwise I wouldn't be able to move people around. Why is it not letting me ping?
Well, ping again, because I thought we saw you ping.
So I'm just pinging to the right of the top and bottom doors to the end of the corridor there. No?
No, not seeing.
Okay, I'll have to have a look at that during the break. Okay. So, the room appears to be empty apart from dust and cobwebs.
All right, which door do we want to go first?
First door. Counterclockwise, whichever one that is. I don't actually get to see an awful lot because I'm at the back right now.
We should probably just stick this one out here.
Right here.
Right there?
Okay. Yeah, this one. Yeah, this one.
Well, at the moment, that door appears to be locked.
You guys want me to break it or something? Probably do that.
Or should we try another one first?
Well, if you cast your minds back... We got a key.
Somebody's got a key.
Just got the key.
Sorry, I wouldn't normally give that away, but it's been a couple of weeks, so
right.
3 weeks.
Who has the key?
I don't know.
I don't think I took it.
It's not in my inventory.
Let me just check. It's possible it might actually be Semyon, but
somebody has the key. Somebody
has the key. I don't
think it unlocks it. Okay, cool. And then Cathra will open the door. Unless Darius really wants to.
Nah, that's fine.
Cather will go in first. It is fine.
This room contains a bricked-up window flanked by two dusty wood-framed beds, sized for children.
Kids' room.
Closer to the door is a toy chest with windmills painted on its sides. Who'd have thought? And a dollhouse that's a perfect replica of the dreary edifice in which you stand.
Creepy.
These furnishings are draped in cobwebs.
Lovely.
Lying in the middle of the floor are two small skeletons, wearing tattered but familiar clothing.
Uh-oh.
The smaller of the two cradles a stuffed doll that you also recognise.
From the pictures that we've seen?
Or from the people.
Oh.
From the children that we saw outside.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Yes, you are correct. Okay. They are wearing the clothes that the children you saw outside were wearing, and the doll is the doll that the boy was clutching.
Right, okay, cool.
Okay, so they're already dead. We got
so
ghosts.
So now we have to do the obligatory, it's a trap!
Okay, I want to go and try and open the toy chest, which I'm assuming is this thing here down bottom right hand corner.
Yeah, and I'll like look under the bed, the beds for anything.
Okay.
I'll examine the dollhouse, see if we can get like an idea of how this house is constructed and if there is a way down to the basement.
Okay. So, who was searching the dollhouse? That was you.
Me.
That was you. Okay. Right. So the toy chest contains an assortment of stuffed animals and toys. A normal sort of thing that you'd expect to see in a young child's toy chest. But the moment that you touch the toy chest...
Something spooky happened.
Okay.
Suspense.
You should now be seeing
two.
Well, I wasn't wrong. It is something spooky.
Right.
Yep. So the moment that you open, you touch the dollhouse or the chest, the ghosts of Rose and Thorn appear in the middle of the room. Now, bear with me, because I just need to bring up their character sheets. I had them open, and then I closed them again to check something, and I didn't open them again. It's amazing how much of the last recording is going to be edited out of me going, what did I do with that? Okay, right. At the moment, they're just sort of watching you, but not actually actively interfering with what you're doing. Though, to be frank, once you start looking around at their stuff, they don't look entirely happy about it, but they're not interfering with what you're doing.
Alton incoming. Pause for a sec, I would guess.
Yeah, let's for a sec. Yeah, hey!
Hello!
Hello, we have an Alton against the CGI background.
Greetings.
Can you hear me okay?
We can, yes.
Yeah,
we can hear you.
Good. That's all right. Awesome.
Alton, you have just joined us at an exciting moment, potentially.
Do tell.
So you've just gone up to the attic. We haven't been started for very long, so we had a couple of technical issues. But you have got...
Long rest completed, by the way, because I think you were injured. So
oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Your HP and all that stuff is regened.
But... Yeah.
Nice.
So you have gone up into the basement. You have unlocked the door into the children's room. In the middle of the children's room were two skeletons of young children, one of them clutching a familiar doll.
Yeah.
There's a chest and a doll's house, and when people went to look into the chest or the doll's house, the ghost of the two children have appeared in the middle of the room.
Okay.
And these are, as you might guess, the same characters as you saw outside the house.
Okay.
So there was really no point in shouting down to them last time.
Yeah. No respect, these young people. Anyway.
So, as I say, at the moment, they're kind of just silently watching you explore the room. What are you going to do?
Kids, why are you here?
Well, we're here because we died here. Our parents locked us in the room to protect us from the monster in the basement. And then I think they must have forgotten about us.
Oh, my God. That's a really, really awful death. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Eventually we ran out of food and then we died.
Oh my God. I wish they'd just been killed by the monster. Jeez.
No, unfortunately, parental neglect and they actually starved to death.
Parental neglect or parents?
Are your parents still alive?
We don't know. We've just been stuck in the attic.
It might not be that they forgot you.
That doesn't seem like a question to ask distraught children. It really doesn't.
I would rather know that my parents died rather than forgetting about me and starving
once
me.
Once that's confirmed, yes, but, you know.
See? The dead ones are the lucky ones. They don't have to deal with this. They don't starve to death waiting for their parents to come find them.
Somebody else talk to these kids quickly.
They've
been through enough.
What's your favourite animal, kids? Do you like bunny rabbits and things?
That was a mistake.
The girl gives you a look that similar sort of contemptuous look you get from any child who is asked what's an obviously patronising question.
Eye rolls forever?
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, I guess they're the same in life as they were, or they're the same in death as they were in life.
do you know how long you've been here?
No, we don't know. It could have been years. It could have been just days. You can't really tell the time when you're dead.
Do you know how to get down to the basement?
Well, good question.
We've searched this house. We haven't found a way to the basement yet.
Well, Rose points to the dollhouse and says, there's a secret door in the attic.
He said there was a secret door. And then is it helter-skelter slide all the way down?
She looks at you again.
Or a ladder.
Wait, which attic?
There's...
This attic or that attic? And I pointed the dolls out.
The house, the dollhouse is a scale model of a house.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, sorry, Elton, you missed that one. Yeah.
Even if you hadn't, I think Semyon would have
I still feel like Semyon might ask that question. Like, dollhouse?
Does anyone else feel like it's a little strange that the children's room is behind a secret door, technically?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's real weird. Now that you mention it, I had not thought of it, but that's real freaking weird.
Yes.
It's like, reminds me of some things.
It's reminding Caius of a very creepy set of books. It's been remade into movies several times.
Oh no, oh no, not Flowers in the Attic.
Yep.
Oh God, trauma.
I'm delighted to say all I know about that is the title.
It's bad.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
It's bad. And it just gets worse.
Does it end with two children being locked in an attic and starved to death?
Not starving to death. One is poisoned. One commits suicide by poison.
Spoiler alert for anybody who wanted to read these books.
They're about 30 years old, I think, at this point. Spoiler warning is gone.
And I will say, spoiler warning, from what I've heard so far, I'm good.
Yeah, I mean,
you missed the incest, which was the most memorable bit that I can think of.
Okay. Yeah.
You'll be cutting this, right,
Chris?
And
the last one, the main character.
I didn't know.
Well, actually, no.
This is quality content. I don't know what you're talking about. Tremendous content.
Oh, yeah. And the two siblings who end up having kids together.
All right.
One dies in a car accident.
Yeah, now we just went.
Now this should be cut.
Territory.
Yeah, okay. But the two older ones, yeah, one dies in a car accident. One basically just rots away.
Excellent.
I think I'm going to X-card this book series. Completely. throwing that out there.
Okay, so Rose has pointed out to you that there is a secret door somewhere in the attic that leads down to the basement. What are you going to do now?
I'm going to take the roof off the doll's house.
Okay.
If it'll come off.
Yeah, the roof will come off and let you look at the layout of the house underneath.
So I know where the secret door is now.
That
was a brilliant idea.
Did I find anything under the beds?
No, nothing. Nothing under the bed.
Have we already determined what's all in the toy chest?
It's just standard sort of toy, children's toys and soft, you know, sort of dolls and soft toys. I've attempted to say the Meccano kit, but that might be a little bit. There's a Meccano kit and some Lego. Nice. You notice that there are several Lego pieces missing, so none of you walk around the house in bare feet. Sorry.
I love cobwebs.
Hey, that's exactly what Home Alone was based on, was homemade Caltrops.
Another film I have no intention of ever watching. Okay, so...
Well, that one's funny.
I don't like kids as is. Having psychotic kids is...
Smart Alex.
Okay.
Psychotic. He's defending himself from burglars. Yeah. It's like a pretty normal reaction to, I'm home alone and I know somebody's going to invade my house.
Set up high-level engineering traps. What about calling the police? That would be my reaction.
Exactly.
Meanwhile,
back in the attic.
Okay.
So, I would say if they're not going to actually do anything, if the kids are basically harmless, basically they're not going to do anything, then we should probably see if we could try to find the secret door or way into the attic if we're not already there. Mm-hmm.
So you spot what's a Semyon, while you're looking through the doll's house, you find a space that looks like it's the most likely place that the secret door could be. And it, I think you probably asked in the previous episode why there seemed to be a space there with nothing in it.
Yep. Which was not a very Semyon so, question now that I think about it, but still.
So it's in the point in the corridor where you've got the door top and bottom, there's an area, the sort of one square area towards the end of that. That looks more or less where the secret door
might
is likely to be. But you can't really tell where the entrance itself is for based on what you've
Okay. So it could be in one of the rooms instead.
It could be. You'll have to search.
Okay, look.
All right.
In which case, I think I will.
Okay. So were you in the room?
I must have been if I opened the doll's
house. Yes, you must have been because you did a thing. Okay. Bear with me just a second. Mm-hmm. Can you just do me a charisma saving throw, please, Alton?
Oh. 13.
Yeah, come here. Oh, it's disappeared off the top of the screen.
Whoa. The weirdest charisma effect ever.
It's over there.
Could have been a wolf howling.
What was it? 13.
13, yeah.
Okay. 15.
Was no, that? It's coming out as 13.
13, yeah.
13.
13.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. It sounds as if you said 15. Sorry. Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine. You carry on. Who else has left the room?
Me.
Okay.
I'll leave pretty quick, too.
Okay. Basically, I need to know which order people leave the room. Oh, hello, doggy!
I'm probably right after Semyon.
Okay. So, can you do me a Christmas saving roll as well?
Yeah. This isn't going to go well. I have minus one.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's a one. Not a natural one, but a one.
Keep that in mind for the moment while I get other people to do rolls.
Kath is just the gift that keeps on giving to the GM. You get to use all your cool abilities on me.
Who was next out of the room?
That'll be me.
Okay, Christmas saving throw from you, please. Okay.
And then I would go after Kaius.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and do that for you then.
And then I think it's me, because I think I'm the only one left.
Okay.
Hang on. I rolled a 10.
Okay.
I got a 9.
We did not roll well.
Bear with me.
Kaius, you rolled charisma instead of charisma saving roll.
Oh.
Oh, yes, actually, yeah. Can you read that?
Okay.
If you don't have proficiency in charisma saves, it doesn't particularly matter, but it just
do it right.
No, otherwise right up here. Role. Okay. Woo, Nat 20.
Ah, right. Okay.
Very nice.
In which case, let me just adjust something here. I'm going to need to send a quick private note to a couple of people. There.
This is bad. This is all the bad.
Oh boy. So on the way out of the room while he's doing that, Kathra sort of turns quietly to Semyon before you make it out the door and we have to do this, and says, isn't it crueler to leave them alive or like undead as ghosts?
I mean,
do you have a way of sending them back to the afterlife? That's
just what I was thinking, honest.
How do you feel about undead?
Sorry, Jane, quickly interrupt with your Roll 20 expertise. What is it to send a private message to somebody on the thingy? Is it whisper?
It's /W, and then you put in the name that you're sending it to.
All right, thank you. Yeah.
Do a test first.
Okay.
So I feel like, honestly, it's a little cruel to leave them as ghosts wondering what happened to their parents.
It is. But knowing absolutely nothing about ghosts, what can we do about it?
Do it. Yes.
I think the ideal order of operations is find out what happened to their parents, give them that.
Find out about this whole thing in the basement, for their peace of mind.
Yes.
And then talk to them about their options.
Yes.
That sounds perfectly reasonable.
But leaving a couple sad ghosts around is eventually they're going to become monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if whatever in the basement actually causes us defeating that causes them to move on?
It might even.
Well, if it does, great. If it doesn't, then take it as it comes.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this job.
For anybody who's looking, you can tell that Semyon has a very serious face on, but it is a serious face that's well practiced and means nothing. He has no idea what anybody's talking about.
A couple of you should have got private messages. Okay, so what have you decided that you're doing?
Let's go to the one in the top. I'm going. Bye. I walk through the door.
Wait, what?
Is it locked? Sorry.
No, asked. That isn't locked. Okay.
What's she doing? Where'd she go?
I don't know.
Look, just follow what I do, okay? I'm going through the door.
I don't know if we should go in there just yet.
Well, I did it. I'm in here.
You appear to be in some sort of spare bedroom. The web-filled room contains a small bed, a nightstand, a rocking chair, a wardrobe, and a small iron stove.
I turn to Darius and I say, "You, look in the stove, and then I'll go look in the cupboard."
You?
Okay.
Just you?
You.
Okay. Yeah, the wardrobe is empty.
Can I search on this wall out here?
Yeah, sure. You want to
God,
roll
that's
me...
not good.
Actually, no, you don't need a roll for this one, do you? Explicitly says so. No, you don't find any. You don't find an entrance on that.
Okay. Damn.
And the stove, obviously, it's dead and cold. There's some ashes in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously not been used for some time.
All right. I think this room is boring. Let's go to the next one.
What are you looking for?
Anything?
No.
I mean,
no.
Pookie proddy. Poke prod.
I'm staying right here.
Poke prod.
Staying right here and you can't make me.
Fine, stay there. What do I care?
Poking and prodding on the wall.
Get killed by a ghost. Whatever.
At least I think I'm poking and prodding on the wall.
What?
Nothing here.
Okay.
That's...
So who is in? Who has gone into the room? Because...
I think all of us except Aramon, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is looks like some sort of storage room. It's got lots of old furniture lying around, covered in dusty white sheets.
So storage room.
Furniture covered in sheets, chairs, table.
I'm gonna look for a secret door or way into the secret stair thingamy, whatever, in the wall that's closest to me, so the one at the bottom of the screen. Do you need me to roll anything?
Where are you? Your character is in the middle of the room. Do you want to move it to where?
Whoops, I'm pressing the wrong button.
Is your eye?
Oh, I don't know how I did that. I don't know. This is... Sorry,
yep.
I thought that was me. There's me. Did you just see me move?
You search, but you don't find any secret doors in that part.
I searched up in the... Sorry.
Yep, so in fact, if you look at the map, you're searching on walls that lead to the outside of the building.
Well, no, the wall here? Below me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I missed my... Well, I got told off last time. There is actually a window at the bottom of the room, okay. But there's no doors. Okay.
I already searched up in this corner, so I got a minus one, so I found nothing.
Actually, it's explicit that you don't need to make a roll for this particular thing, given the information you've already been given. So congratulations, you find the secret door to the basement.
Finally. Look, we should probably check out that other door before we... go down here, though.
Other door?
That other door to the bottom of that attic.
Oh, you mean out in the entryway area? Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't even see a door. Yep.
I think we should just stay right here. Right here. I think we should all just stay right here, and I think we'll be just fine.
What's the matter with you, Ehriman? You were at the front of the party. You were leading the charge, and now you seem to be...
Look, I'm the leader now, okay? Ehriman doesn't have to be the leader. I'm the leader now.
I'm sorry? What on earth?
I just don't want to go that way. I'm right here.
Penny, can you move your mic a bit close to your mouth? Turn your head up a bit.
Oh, sorry. I was comfortable.
Well, it's got a stretchy arm on it.
I was leaning back and had my feet up and I was comfortable.
We can only see the top of your head.
Video of a quarter of your face.
Well, you can either see me or hear me.
Sleepy in the spare room.
So, Ehriman, you were all gung ho and leading the charge, and now you seem to be chicken.
I'm just comfortable right here.
We just needed new leadership, okay? It's me. I got it. It's good.
I'm sorry. Hang on a second. How about no, no, and no?
I agree. No, no, and no.
I'm confused now.
We'll never get anything done with anybody else in charge, obviously. So I'm going through this door, and you guys better not tell me what to do ever again. Thank you. And I go through the door.
But it's not right now. Oh, she never listens.
Obviously making an insight check right now, because what the hell? Oh, please be good.
Be my guest.
17.
Hold on.
Well, you're obvious that something weird is going on.
Well, just hold on, not hold on. This. That's just to you, GM. Do it that way you will.
It's dangerous.
I kind of want to put up a little Killjoy was here thing above Penny's head on the screen now. Okay, so.
So who's in this room down here right now?
Well, Darius Luke.
This room.
So I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So everybody that's in the room, it's another spare room, very much like the one next door to the children's room. There is a another rocking chair, a desk, wardrobe, windows to the outside, one on the left and one at the bottom. Yep. Otherwise, very similar to the one that you've been looking at.
What are you even doing in here? We've found the way into the basement. What?
I'm doing what's best for everyone, okay? We have to make sure we look through everything. There could be more monsters.
By opening every door and releasing everything that's in there, and that's not best.
We don't know that this monster
strategically is
still
unsound
in the basement.
I don't think we should be tricking anything. We should just stay right here.
I'm just going to quickly look through this room. So the desk, the wardrobe under the bed.
Yeah, nothing to be found. Okay.
Right. Now that we've cleared this level, which I believe is the technical name, being, police people, going through rooms and going, clear!
I'm not a cop.
Are we now happy to go down the secret stairs? Neither am I, but I've seen the movies or the theatre plays that my people
used to put on. The magically animated scrolls?
Before they can't be shouted on. the shadow puppets. There was one with a deformed rabbit. It was my favourite.
Dumbledore.
Breathe. Okay.
Yes, let's go down into the basement.
We're going downstairs. Mm-hmm. Okay. Downstairs.
I'm not 100% sure why, but I'm keeping a really close eye on them too.
Right.
Which two? Me and
Semyon and Or not Ehriman, so.
Oh, got it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm right here. I'm okay. Right here.
Mm-hmm. No, we're going downstairs. Come.
Come with us.
Mm-hmm.
Downstairs?
Yes.
No. Upstairs.
Up. No.
Good. Up is good, bad, bad down is bad.
Nothing gets solved by staying here while you two open and close
what
doors.
What race is Aramon again?
Tiefling.
Tiefling? How... Are you a big tiefling? Or, like, skinny? Like, what is your... Well, I mean,
question.
I would be able to judge if they were in front of me.
I am... Let's see. Oh, yay. Just a little bit. 6 foot one, 205 pounds.
Okay.
So
I can definitely lift that, but it's tough for like a 4 foot dwarf. It's like it's like awkward. It's not like I can lift that weight, but it's awkward.
Yep.
I'm gonna pick.
Come on.
I'm gonna pick up Aramon and like.
All
no,
of
no. I don't want to.
Simeon, help me get him in here. This is ridiculous.
Don't touch me!
I'm going to be completely racist and grab his horns and pull him with me.
And I've got like his body above me, yeah. Like.
Come on.
Like
come
military
on.
Pressing.
That's absolutely enough.
For the record, my strength is 17. I can lift. Hold on, let me get the calculator. It's 17 times 30.
I am going to make you make an opposed strength check against a crying 6 foot
whimpering.
510 struggling. Is my limit for just like a straight like lift, but yes, I will roll a strength. Strength or athletics?
Right. I'm going to say it's a strength versus strength.
So. And you will have advantage because I'm helping you.
Yeah, so Sarge, I need you to make a strength roll. So strength roll, not a strength saving roll.
Strength, just straight strength roll?
Yes, yeah.
Normal or disadvantage since they're...
I'm going to let you make a normal, because I've already got advantage, and I'm giving double advantage.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So Kath with advantage rolled a 5, but then a 13, and then Aramon rolled a 2.
No!
So,
even at your worst.
So we pick up Aramon and march over to the secret door.
This is even harder than I thought it was going to be. So at that point, I don't know why somebody's headed towards the other set of stairs. So a struggling and crying 6'1" tiefling is being dragged, has been lifted and carried directly to the stairs by a 4 foot something or other, Cathra.
Cathra
please
starts.
Tell me he's kicking his feet.
Cathra starts sort of inexplicably humming. She doesn't know why. She's inherent in her dwarfiness.
Right. So are you all now.
I don't even like that song.
I don't like the hi-ho song. Oh, this is just beautiful. Okay.
We had a lot of failed Christmas saves. It's what happened. You're kidding.
So you start down the stairs. So it's a set of wooden spiral stairs.
Is there a handrail? Are the treads slippery? Am I carrying a bottle of rum?
So it's just a spiral set of wooden stairs. It's very dusty and cobwebby, but, you know, reasonably sound by the look of it. So I just need to move everybody onto the next map. La, 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 la.
So we're now in the lift sequence in the computer game as we transfer levels.
Katha pulls out a flask, which isn't technically in my inventory, but I just like assume she has one. and like passes it up to Aramon and says, here, take a swig, it'll help.
I don't drink.
God, I knew you were useless.
So confused.
I'm sure it's just like herbs and stuff.
Oh, come on.
Kath gives you like the most side eye for suggesting that it wouldn't be whiskey.
Drinking is bad for you. I would never drink.
Yes.
There are a lot of things that are worse.
Where do people get these weird ideas?
Drinking helps you forget them.
You can't make me.
I probably could, but that would be a waste. Puts it away.
Especially if you've got the good stuff there.
So you should be able to see the new screen, yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, excellent, it worked. It'll be smooth as silk in about 6 months. okay. So you come down into a dungeon area at the bottom of the spiral staircase.
Nice.
The moment that your feet touch the floor, you start to hear an eerie chanting noise.
Who keeps a dungeon in that basement?
Chanting's never a good sign.
So you can just hear this vague, on the corner of your awareness, this sort of sort of noise. Right now, you can't...
It's Children of the Stones!
Right now, you can't really detect any particular direction it's coming from. It just seems to be filling all the space around you. It's not deafening, it's just kind of in the background there, but it's just everywhere.
Okay, a couple questions. The first one is, did we come through a door, or was it more of like a...
No,
like
it's just...
Penny was thinking a slide.
I was going to say...
No, it's just a spiral staircase, and the bottom of the staircase just goes straight out into the hallway entrance you can just see there.
Okay. Question two, is Cathra still holding me?
That's up to Cathra.
Have you calmed down, or does it seem like you're going to run right back up once we let you?
Well, you don't really have a way of telling that. The only thing to do is to put him down and find out.
Well, but besides, is he still like struggling and, you know?
Yeah. There's a bunch of us on the stairs anyway. He's not getting past us.
Aramon,
I mean, I won't try.
Aramon, mm-hmm. Just like stay put here. We'll tell you if we need you. All right?
Okay.
Are you talking about splitting the party?
Well, look, I don't want him running away to a different level of the house.
It's all right. He's not getting past us. We're good.
All right. Don't run, Aramon. We can't protect you wherever you run off to.
I'll be right behind you, protecting your back.
If Aramon seems sort of chill, then Katha will put him down.
Okay.
I'll be like, fine, fine.
All right, here you go.
Okay.
And with that, I'll jump on Alton's back.
Athletics roll then, please.
Say again?
Athletics roll then, if you're going to do that.
Okay.
Well,
you make a jump for his back, but you face plant on the floor. And start
crying. You
need
a leg up, buddy?
Get up.
I'm just gonna like, hold on.
To the floor or to Alton's knees?
To Alton's knees. Just...
Timian, you seem to have a passenger.
I'm just going to do that thing that all grown-ups do and just start walking, dragging him behind me.
So, what are you doing?
Well, Kath will move forward and look around and see if she can tell where the noise is coming from.
So, when you move into the corridor, you can see the corridor runs top to bottom of your screen. Goes up to another couple of squares to the top and then turns a corner. And looking downwards, it goes to another... How big's a square foot? No, it's not 30 foot square, is it? It's 5 foot, isn't it?
5 foot.
Yeah, five. Yep. So about 20 foot further down, you can see that the corridor opens up into a room. There is a... You can just see that there is another entranceway just about 5 feet above you to your right.
Do I see a crossroads down there?
Can I Is there any light or sound that I can tell where it's
coming
from?
No, as it stands at the moment, the noise that you can hear, it still sounds like it could be coming from anywhere, but it's just persistently there.
All right. I'm going this way, so I'll go to the towards the top.
Okay. Okay, so you find the corridor makes a turn to the left, and you can see it goes for another 10 feet or so. Then there is a small set of steps down, and you can see that it opens up into a room.
I'm still holding on tight.
Yes.
What's your strength, Simeon?
Whoops. 19.
19, yeah. Okay. I'm going to say that your movement rate is halved while you've got Ehriman keeps you onto your feet.
This is not a permanent arrangement.
I come and stand at the back of the group and look back in the other direction in a sort of twitchy, trigger fingery, is anyone going to try sneaking up behind us kind of way.
Okay, so you're guarding the rear.
That's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're getting all the grime on your clothes. Just saying, drag.
So if people are following, then I will keep going this way. Down the stairs, sort of peek into the room.
Okay.
Just to see if there's anything in there.
Don't fall behind. Don't let anyone get too far away either.
I'm staying right here.
Especially right not here. Her.
So
what's
as you
to Darius. Oh, there we go. Right, lovely. Right.
Yep.
Again, staying guarding Rhea.
Actually, can I just ask you, before I tell you what's in the room, can Alton, Penny, and Caius, can you all make, let me think what would probably be most appropriate, make an insight roll?
Oh, yeah.
I got a 10.
An 8.
And a nat 20.
Whoa.
So, Simeon.
Yes.
You look around at the party and down at the 6 foot long tall tiefling that's attached to your leg. And even through your head, there's this little thing goes through your head. Hold on a sec. Wasn't there 6 of us before?
Oh, bloody hell. We've lost someone.
This is the first time that any of you have noticed that Lena is no longer there.
Where's the other one? What's her name? The loud one.
Talks to stones. That one.
Yes, that one.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong. It's just a distinguishing feature.
Uh-huh. Stones are interesting, okay?
The other tiefling.
Universal symbol for tiefling.
Is that American Sign Language?
This is not going to work. There's not enough people here. This is not going to work. We'll just stay right here now. We can't go.
What, did she run off?
Drag.
We can't go.
When did we last see her?
About 14 days ago.
She was there when we went to bed.
I would say that
I think she kept a watch.
Cathra, you show no interest in this piece of information at all. But everybody else, actually, again, Caius, Penny and Alton, can you all make another insight roll, please?
Okay.
She was there when we went to bed. I'm sure she did.
Damn.
Whatever.
You can only get one good roll at a time.
Oh, nat 20. Yay.
So that's 25 from Caius, 3 from Simeon, and 13 from Penny. Okay, so Darius, you remember that she was definitely there when you went for your long rest last night.
Yeah. But She disappeared when we woke up, huh?
This is the first time you've actually noticed.
Wait, she wasn't there when we woke up. So yeah. Who was on watch?
Look, are we exploring this basement or what?
Shush.
Don't tell me what to do.
Shush. I point up my feet. Shush as well. You shush.
Silence. Don't tell me what to do.
Enough.
This is not right.
Enough, both of you. I have no interest in what you have to say because you're both just being weird. You two. Darius, sorry, Caius and Penny, what's your character called? Good grief. Marmoset. Who was on watch?
Alton, could you do the other thing? So, Semyon, can you make... Let me just check this to make sure I give you the right... Oh, well, can you make an intimidation roll, please?
Oh, gosh, all right. Am I, what, for my U2 silence? There you go, 13.
Ah, okay. On that, you have made a successful intimidation roll. As you are shouting at both Eremim and Kathra, you see small ghostly figures detach themselves from them. And next to Jane is now the ghost of Rose, and next to Kathra, and next to Eremim is the ghost of Thorn. You have just bullied them out of possession.
Oh, get out of here.
I have no idea what just happened. Oh, they're back.
God, she was salty.
I will stand up and kind of dust myself off.
About time you pulled
bit.
Yourself together. Look, even the kids aren't as frightened as you are.
I will ask that we not speak of this, please.
Ever again.
Makes note, must speak of this often.
Yes. We will speak of this often at the taverns.
Hey, remember that time you got possessed by a kid?
Kids, this is not okay.
Stay off my spiritual lawn.
You cannot run around possessing people. Apparently
they can.
Currently we're leaving you be. But that will not last long if you keep this up.
Yes.
Rose sort of looks at you and says, but we don't want you to leave. We've been here for ages and we're lonely.
Look, you can follow if you want, but just don't possess anybody. This isn't rocket science, whatever that is.
Big Bang makes this a transmutation. Black powder special effects.
They don't look too impressed by your arguments, but they are kind of ignoring you and Eremim, but are looking somewhat interestedly at the other three members of the party.
Back off. I'm holding up my holy symbol, even though it won't do anything. Back away.
Actually, that might do more good than you think it does. Yes, they sort of look at you and sort of do the ghostly and go, oh, God, ignore him. He's going to be too much trouble than it's worth. So they turn their attention to Darius and to Lena, she's not there, and to Marmoset.
Nope, there's no room in here. No room for me in here. No, I'm all full up.
You're going to do this again, then I'm going to fight you now. Do you understand that? This will end poorly for you.
They ignore you and start trying to possess.
Then I'm going to go into fight mode. Like, I'm going to swipe it.
In that case, all you good people,
oh,
it's time for your favourite words.
Yeah.
Roll for initiative.
Roll initiative.
I just pause while I bring their characters from the other page. Because, of course, at the moment, they are...
Will you put up the turn order, though?
Yeah.
Oh.
Boop,
rats.
Boop, boop, boom. Turn order.
Oh, I just realised I forgot to actually select something.
Hey, there it is. Nice.
So,
Catherine's ready to go. Catherine rolled a 20. There's 10, two more 20s with Marmoset and Aramon, and an 18. So, I mean, these are good initiative rolls.
Yeah,
good thing we're using it against mostly helpless children.
Right.
Who are already dead.
Already dead children. Aren't you lovely people?
If it wasn't bad enough, it's not only children, but they are technically dead children.
It's not their fault. Okay, let me just remove a broom.
It's not their fault, they're dead.
Okay.
Don't start.
Friggin' broom.
You missed the clean sweep.
It's
Eremon, Marmoset, Cathra, Semyon. Oh, Cathra, you're on there twice.
I rolled a 20.
Okay, sorry. I hadn't cleared down the turn order from last time. That's my bad.
Am I on there twice? I
think Penny, do you remember? You're not on there once now because I've just taken you off. Hold on a sec.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I have to say, I was having so much fun watching you two role-playing possessed characters. That was...
Okay. Yeah, I saw that new flaw and I was like, I can work with that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is going to sound bad, but I'm used to being possessed or having some sort of psychological thing wrong with the character coming up because of something I touched or messed with. So, This is charted territory, well-charted territory.
Right. Any question I have is, had you all moved into the room or were you all still standing in the corridor?
No.
We're all still in the corridor.
Well, they're doing grappling or something like that.
Placed in the corridor, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that means that Rose is going to attack Cathra first.
Rose is way later.
No. Right. Oh, sorry. Thorn. I beg your pardon. Yeah. Sorry. I was looking the wrong way around. So Thorn, what's his... So, yeah, I would say that he can't actually make an attack at this point because you can't have two characters occupying the same square in melee, can you?
No,
so
they can kind of move between, like, you could like move in and then move back out though.
Yeah, but you can't finish the turn in the same space.
Nope.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, so in that case, he's going to temporarily move on top of same space as Rose and do a withering touch. Oh, what's that? Okay, so that's a 10.
That does not hit.
That does not hit. Okay.
Which is good, because 18 necrotic would kill me.
So is going to... Okay. So, Cathra, you're next, which is quite useful, because at the moment, you're the only person that can actually reach them.
I'm going to rage as my bonus action.
Oh!
And then, can I move into the room? It looks like they're kind of blocking the entrance.
Yeah,
right?
You have to move through them to do
so
that.
So I go into my rage. Mm-hmm. One of my rages for the day. And I will attack with my great axe.
Your great axe, that counts. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so this will be plus 2 damage if it hits. Oh, well, it's definitely not going to hit with a 9.
That's a miss.
So just swing and a miss. And she's just like, just angry little dwarf.
Okay. Marmoset, you're up.
Okay. Have I got enough room, do you think, to fire my longbow?
You would have to move. But yes, you could move, take a shot, and then move back again, so you're not ending up in the same space as someone else.
Okay. So I'm going to move, take a shot at Rose, and then move back again.
Okay.
And with my longbow.
That
does an 18 hit.
It does. Roll for damage.
10 piercing.
Okay. You appear to, you make a hit. You get the impression it doesn't do as much damage as you thought it was going to, but it's still a hit. And it's next. So, okay, next up is... Oh, sorry, are you doing anything else? You've moved and you've done your thing.
I've moved and I've hit and I've moved back again. Okay. And I don't think I can do anything else.
Okay, Eremon, you're up.
Okay. Now, I'm technically at this moment because I was still hanging on to him before this actually started. Sort of. I was in the process of getting up. I'm still right in the same spot as Simeon. So the thing is I want to go ahead and cast a spell, but everybody right is there.
Yeah, I don't think you... What class are you again?
Well,
sorcerer.
Sorcerer.
I'm just trying to say...
Is it something you could sculpt around people?
That's...
I can probably go ahead and cast my spell and then move over here back behind where Penny is here. So
yeah, you'd have to. So you can take your can take your spell attack, but you would have to move so you're not sitting on top of the space. Yeah.
Move out.
You've ended up in a very awkward position to have an argument with ghosts, I'm afraid.
Right. So I'm going to do a ray of frost at Rose, and she's right in the way there. It's a 16 hitter.
16 is indeed a hit.
All right. And does 5 damage.
5 damage.
Okay. And then I'll move back over here.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Thank you. So, Emon, you're up. Simeon next. Oh, no, you've just been. Sorry. Simeon up, then Darius. Thank you, Father.
Okay. In which case, can I put my hand on Darius' shoulder to step past? Sure. So, swap places. And then try and do the same with Cathra.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Is that okay, Cathra?
I mean, I can't move, but you can like come in and attack and then
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to step past you.
Yeah.
And then I'm just gonna try and use my shield to push through Rose.
All right.
Because the tactical situation here is a mess. So
So, sorry, you're going to push past her, do you say?
Push through her. I want to push her away from the door, if
okay.
I can.
Okay.
So a sort of shove.
Yeah. So I guess that would be a strength.
Strength. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, stupid mouse. Work. There we go. Just straight strength check?
Yeah.
Or...
Yep.
15.
15.
Okay. Yep, you managed to push her.
Oh, you're pushing Rose, not me.
Yeah, not you.
So you push Rose.
Get out of the way, dwarf.
just step over.
You basically push her onto the table. So there's no...
Okay.
Because you can't really push her at an angle. So you pushed her. So you will now be in that space.
Okay. And how much movement have I left?
You just moved from there. So it's 1, 2, 3. What's your movement speed?
My movement's 30.
Right. Okay. So you've got 15 still to go.
Oh, right. Okay.
Does he have all of them, or given that somebody was clinging onto his leg?
No, he'd stopped hanging onto his leg by then.
Oh, he stopped hanging onto my leg now, thank goodness. Oh, yeah. Okay. In which case, I am going to... I'm taking the risk. I'm going to step this way.
Okay.
Okay.
You're not leaving your space, so no opportunity attack. Darius, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to move over to here... Next to Simeon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm... what the hell? We'll do it. Let's do an unarmed attack on Rose.
Okay.
I'll take any attack of opportunity if that opened anything up.
No, it won't. Nope. You're going into her space. You're not leaving her space.
Okay. All right. 19.
That is a hit.
3 bludgeoning.
Okay. Okay, it is now Rose's turn, and she can reach 2 of you. So, 1, 2, 3, it's Darius, 4, 5, 6, Simeon. Simeon!
Hey, joy.
Okay, so that is going to be a withering touch. 13.
Oh, missed.
Probably as well.
Yep.
Yeah, you do not want to be hit by these.
No.
You can help it. Okay, right. That is the end of the first turn. We're back to the top of the turn order. So it is now Thorn's turn. So Thorn is going to move here. And so again, 1, 2, Darius, 3, 4, Simeon, 5, 6, Cathra.
Damn.
Actually, no. Let's change that. Because I don't think he'd really be able to stretch out to Darius from there. is only a little one. So, yeah, so 1, 2, 3, Semyon, 4, 5, 6, Cathra. Cathra.
Of course.
11. I'm assuming that is a miss.
Does not hit.
Okay. Right.
Cathra's AC is not that great, so she's getting real lucky here.
So, Cathra, it is now your turn.
All right. Well, I am still raging, so I'm going to attack with my great axe again on Thorn, who just put himself in front of me.
Okay.
Dummy.
That is a hit.
That's a 12. Okay, so add 2 to whatever this damage roll is because of rage. Mm-hmm. So that is going to be 8 okay. Damage. 8 slashing.
Doop, boop, boop, boop. Yep. Okay. Marmoset, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to come to here and... Yep, fire my longbow again.
At Thorn, I assume. It's there.
At Thorn, because he's right there. 22 hits.
That is a hit.
And that does... Mm-hmm. 8 plus 8 piercing.
That's the extra 8 is for the crit.
That's for the crit.
That would be the extra 8. If I was on the...
if you had advantage.
Advantage, sorry.
Yeah.
Do I have advantage?
Yeah, no, so just 8.
No, I'm not.
No,
you don't have
I'm
advantage.
Not really flanking with anyone. Okay, I'll do 8 piercing damage.
Okay. All right. Eremum, you're up.
All right. I am going to move here... I'm going to go ahead and move behind Marmoset, mm-hmm. and I will, with this one, fire off a firebolt to Thorn.
Okay.
With a, this is for taking over my body, you little shit.
Okay. Roll him.
Does a 10 hit him?
A 10 does not hit, I'm afraid.
Damn it.
Okay.
All right, and I will go ahead and stay there, okay. And that'll be into my turn.
No worries. Okay, Semyon, you're up.
Okie doke. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I'll go for Rose again.
Okay.
Boom, 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 boom. 19.
That's definitely hit.
And that is... 5 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
I don't have any bonus actions. No, I don't have any bonus actions at the moment. Oh, well.
Okay. So anything else?
Nope, that's me.
Okay, Darius, you're up.
Okay, can I flank Rose with Semyon from here?
Yes. Yeah, that's flanking.
Okay.
That gives you advantage.
Okay, any attacks of opportunity moving there?
No, because you're not moved outside of their area.
Okay, I'm not moving outside. Okay, all right. Okay, so there. And unarmed attack again. Pull it up.
Ooh,
ooh. Well, you don't even need advantage. That is a nat 20.
Oh, I won't even need advantage. Okay, and 8.
Okay. All right, she's starting to look a little thinner, but still looking fully operational. So it is now Rose's turn. 1 to 2, Darius. 3 to 4, Semyon. Darius.
Okay.
Oh, 9.
That is a whiff.
You are all being very, very lucky at the moment. Mm-hmm. Okay. So back to the top of the turn order. And it is Thorn. So 1 to 2, Semyon. 3 to 4, Cathra. Cathra again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a 20.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay, so 17 necrotic damage.
Oh, yeah, Cathra's down. She's at 0.
Oh, no.
Because she's not resistant to necrotic when she's raging. Physical damage.
Right.
Well, boom. Cathra's down.
Okay, Cathra is down. Oh, dear. Okay. Are you at 0 or are you less than 0? Oh, it doesn't matter, does it?
I would be -3. I didn't go down to the point where I would insta-die.
No, of course not. That's fine. Okay. So Cathra is down and therefore does not get a go.
Oh.
Yeah, one is a bonus action, technically.
Say again, sorry?
Sorry, I was...
For me...
Because you have a right hand and a left hand. I think you should be able to make two unarmed strikes a turn. Because you can do that with daggers.
Let me double check. I think because that's a key
That's
point.
To do an extra one.
Yeah.
Because like if you were a dual wielding like rogue, like two daggers, you could do a main hand and an offhand as a bonus action, as long as you use your action for the main one.
Well, let me double check with martial arts. I can use an idea.
Yep.
Oh yeah. When I use the attack action with an unarmed strike or a monk weapon on my turn, I can make one unarmed strike as a bonus.
Yeah. Ah. Okay. So that's a couple of strikes you've missed, isn't it?
Don't do that again.
Well, once was a move, so if that...
They're separate.
Okay.
All right. But anyway. Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Okay. So next time. Yeah. It's not until your next... Is it this turn or the next turn, Catherine, that you'd have to make a death saving throw?
It would be when it comes up on my initiative.
Right. In which case, it's your initiative. You're next. So.
All right. Death saving it is. Woo! One success! Ooh, that's a 13. That's a save.
Yes. Okay.
Hey. I'm not dead yet.
Mama's. Right, Marmoset, you're up.
So, there is a prone dwarf on the floor in front of me.
Yep.
Could I... Now, I've got a healer's kit.
Mm-hmm.
Can I stabilise the dwarf as a bonus action after I attack?
Is stabilising with a healer's kit a bonus action?
I think it's an action. I think all kit uses are full action.
Yeah, I think it is an action, so I don't think you can do that in attack.
Okay. How about stepping over the prone dwarf to attack Thorn and stepping back over the prone dwarf?
Feeling very valued as a member of right now. Just leave that out
there. If you hadn't made your death saving throw, then I would have stabilised.
Okay,
you.
Yep, sure, you can do that.
Okay, so I step forward and grab my quarterstaff and attempt to bludgeon Thorn. Which does a 10 hit?
10 does not hit, I'm afraid.
Damn.
Oh, hold on a sec. Are you...
Do I count as flanking then?
No,
I'm temporarily here.
No, if there wasn't a corner of the wall in the way, you'd be flanking, but... You can't draw a straight line.
What about with Darius? I could draw a straight line through there.
Yeah, but he's another space over. He's not the same side as...
Yeah, but if you do diagonals count, is I guess it's not a full diagonal.
Yeah, but he's... It's like a nice move. Well, you're...
He's not in melee with the character you're attacking.
Oh, that's true. No, sorry, wrong character. Thank you.
I was trying to get those words out. I wasn't getting anywhere. Okay, so yeah, that's a miss. And
so that was completely useless. And... Darius, do you want me to step behind you, or does it not really matter?
Darius?
It doesn't matter to me, no.
Okay, then I'll just step back to where I was.
Were you asking Aramon?
Oh.
Was I? Hang on. Which one's the tiefling?
Aramon.
Oh, sorry. That's Aramon.
Aramon. Would you prefer me to step behind you on my way back?
No, you're fine.
Thank you.
You're fine.
Apologies.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, Aramim, you're up.
All right, I am going to shoot another firebolt at Thorn again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. As a 14.
That's a hit.
All right. And as 7 damage.
Okay. All right. So, Simeon, you're up.
Okay. I think I'm just going to stay focused on Rose for the moment.
Okay.
Reduce the numbers. And I have advantage as well, don't I? So.
Yes, please.
Well, yeah, there you go.
That's a hit.
Yes. 5 bludgeoning damage.
Okay. Still standing?
Still standing.
Anything else you want to do?
I don't have any bonus action, so no. Let's see. I can do that as an action. I should have done that instead. Never mind. Next round. Sorry.
Okay. So, hold on a sec. Yep, so Darius, you're up.
Okay. Focusing on Rose still. Okay, 16.
That is a hit.
Okay. So I still have the advantage. That's 6 on her. And for the bonus action, 23. Well,
you've got advantage. Would that be 6 or would that be 12?
Huh?
Sorry, if you had advantage, yeah. So... Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, yes. I was talking rubbish. Okay, and yep, that is a hit for the second one.
Okay, so 10 altogether.
Okay. Rose is starting to look a little worse for wear. Even more so than she was.
Only now.
Tell me how that looks on a ghost.
Starting to kind of waver in the air as if she's only partly there.
I'm just trolling you. I always use that and I always wonder, how do they tell with a ghost? I don't know.
She's fading into black and white.
Oh, this looks sadder.
It makes a substantial difference.
Control other DMs.
DM language is funny sometimes.
Okay. Right, so it's Rose is up. So 1, 2, Darius, 3, 4, Semyon. So that is Darius.
Me.
13 is a whiff.
Ian okay. Is a whiff.
Phew.
That would have been a nasty crit.
Yeah. That would have been instant kill.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Yep. So yeah. Thorn is now up, so top of the turn order, and he's going to stay where he is for the moment and is going to attack. Semyon, I would assume that's a miss.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
Yep. Right, that is very much a miss.
I think I cared about you, you little...
I would point out that you attacked first.
I mean, they were possessing people. Is...
Bad form.
Technically an attack.
Okay, so Cathra, death saving throw.
Yeah, buddy. That's a natural one. That is 2 failures, is... kid.
Didn't you make it last time?
Oh.
Yeah, but yeah, still but 2 fails for one.
So I have 2 fails and 1 success.
And 1, but they're on separate
3
tracks.
Of either. Yeah. Changes a lot.
Yeah.
So if I use my stabilizing kit now, does that mean she doesn't have to keep doing death saving throws?
That would be correct, yeah. Yes.
Do you know what? That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So there's my healer's kit with its however many charges they've got. 10 or something.
10, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so I use one of those to stabilize Cathra.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, that so anybody probably... could make a medicine check, but with a healer's kit, you don't need to roll.
Just... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so that was my turn.
Okay, right. Get rid of those saving throw markers. All right.
Ehrman, you're up.
All right. I will go ahead and send another firebolt to Thorn.
Okay.
Does a 12 hit?
A 12 hits.
Perfect. And he takes 9 damage.
Okay. 9. Aye, 9. Okay. Anything else?
Actually, I'm going to stay where I'm at, and that's all I got.
Okay. Semyon, you're up.
Yep. Who's looking the least substantial? Rose or Thorn?
It's Rose.
Rose at the moment. Okay. 13?
That's a hit.
Go to bed.
Yep. Okay.
Thump.
She is definitely looking as if she is only just about holding on to her corporeal, her semi-corporeal existence at this point. Okay. But it's
she lost her ectoplasm.
Oh God! Just think of the cleanup. It's got the ectoplasm everywhere.
It's not my house.
Didn't your mother tell you to leave places the way you found them?
Oh, this place already looks bad.
Yeah.
You mean we're going to have to put all those cobwebs back into place?
Darius, you're up.
Okay, well, let's finish off Rose.
Ooh.
Arm strike.
That's
a 20.
Another hit.
Okay. 5 damage.
Okay.
And bonus action. Yep. My other arm. 15.
That is a hit.
Another 6.
Okay. She is seems to be just by pure grit and force holding onto a position in the room. Yep, so Rose is now up onto Darius.
Mm-hmm.
Should be forcing in again.
Damn it.
In this time. Boom, boom,
boom, boom. Nice.
And that was critical fail. So not only does she miss, she looks stupid doing it.
Does her little finger drop off?
Finger. What the, oh, damn. And then back to the top of the turn, and it is Thorn, and he is going to continue to lay into something, and that is definitely hit 90.
That is, and I'm down.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And sort of in a corner where nobody can really get to you.
Yeah. And not just that, I was only 3 points off being dead.
Oh, wow. That was
yeah.
That was close.
Sounds yep. about right.
Kathra, you no longer need to make a saving throw. You
I'm just unconscious, right?
You're just unconscious. Yep. Yeah. Moaning quietly to yourself. Mama set, you're up.
Okay. I'm going to. Given that Rose is taller than Thorn, can I aim my longbow at her?
No, I'm not going to let you go through Thorn to Rose.
He's only little.
Yeah.
Oh, well, in that case, longbow at Thorn then.
That's a hit.
A 14 hit, good. Oh, 12 damage.
Okay. He's starting to waver a little bit. Anything else?
I can't move through the square that he's in, can I? Can I cross like this without provoking an opportunity attack?
You can't go past him because of the structure. If there was a space sort of
there, then
if that wasn't a corner, then you could have done, but it's a corner, so.
So I can't. All right.
Consider the fact that at the moment you're out of range of a touch, a melee attack if you stay where you are.
I think I'll carry on staying where I am then.
Okay, Eremim, you're up. Eremim.
All right, let's see here. Just double checking. Okay, all right, then, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and send another firebolt
at Thorn.
At Thorn.
Okay.
22.
That is very definitely hit.
And does 7 damage.
Nice. Okay.
7 more fire. 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 Fire.
Okay, he's starting to look distinctly wavery in the air again now. And Semyon, it's over to you.
1.
Nice.
Yep. Oh, yes, of course, you were down, weren't you? Okay, so you can do nothing else. Darius, it's.
Okay, so no more advantage on the attack anymore. So, nope. All right. Anyway, well, let's see if we can get Rose out of here.
Okay, that's a miss.
Nope. But I still have my bonus action,
and that is a hit.
And 18, 5 more damage.
With a wail and a scream, Rose wavers and vanishes into air. Rose is down.
Go to Kalimbor.
Okay, so we're back to the top of the tide.
Can I move still?
Oh, yes, you can move. Sorry.
Okay. Well, actually, let's get closer to Thorn just in case. Maybe I can.
Why not go the other side of the table? Then some of us would have advantage.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, Catherine unconscious, right. I don't think he would get that.
That works.
Nope.
You would need somebody to step on top of me.
Yeah.
Hey, I've done it before.
Yes. And actually, I will go right there so that I can help out Semyon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's Thorn's turn. 1-2 Darius. Oh no, actually it's only Darius that's in range now, so.
Roll a D1, and if it's a 1, you hit Darius.
That
was 7.
That hit, and that takes me down.
Oh man, 16 more necrotic. This guy's not messing around.
No. This is a tough fight.
TPK, so, session 3.
Nice. So, Marmoset, you're up.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm staying out of range. I'm going to use my longbow again.
That's just wise.
18 seconds. Yes?
Yep, let's hit.
Yeah?
Yep.
Right. And 8 piercing.
Okay. Okay, he is looking distinctly wavery now. Still up.
Okay.
To Ehriman.
Here we go. Firebolts again, baby. And take it, a 16 will hit.
That's all a hit. Right.
1 damage.
Oh, no.
That was bad.
Oh, sad.
Little tiny wisps of like, smoke.
I threw a match at him.
He lights a cigarette off. Would you?
Well, no wonder he's dead if he's smoking. Stupid child.
Well, he might as well smoke.
Nothing
if he's
to
dead.
Lose, madame.
He's French too.
Why not?
Right, Semyon up for a death saving throw. Ooh, again.
2.
You're fine. Darius, you're the same this time.
Okay, death saving throw.
Excellent.
I'm good.
Okay, so Thorn is up. So he is going to go and move over the top of Cathra.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And take an attack on Marmoset.
Oh, God.
I'm guessing that's a miss.
Yes.
Okay. And Marmoset, you're up.
Okay. Well, I'm in reach now, so it might as well be the quarterstaff.
That's a hit.
And that does 7 bludgeoning.
Okay, he is looking like he's just gripping onto his existence, similar to how Rose was earlier, but is still just about
okay.
up. So, Ehriman, this could be
Here
your moment of triumph.
To come back from being a scaredy cat. Oh, no. That one.
I would suggest that that's a miss.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Oh, dear.
I don't believe in mucking around with critical fumbles and things. It's too... Not when you're in your current situation. So you just kind of singe your fingertips a bit. So it's now. So, Semyon, time for another saving throw.
Curses.
Oh, dear. So you are down 1, I think. Okay, and Darius the same.
Oh
no, that's 2 fails.
Fails. Oh, dear. And it is now Thorn's turn. So again, he's going to attack the only person he is near.
No!
Now, I'm actually, given how bad his situation is now, I am taking him, he's actually rolling at disadvantage now. So
that counts as a miss then.
Yep. Ooh. Okay. Oof. Lucky, lucky thing.
I don't deserve that. no. Meanwhile, back to the quarterstaff.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's a miss.
Hang on, where'd he go? 9.
You got a 9.
Very badly is where it went.
A swing and a miss.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, so.
Come on.
Another chance, Ehriman.
Here we go.
Come on. Blow on your fingertips.
Come on.
Oh my God.
Oh, 20, I do not like you.
The opposite of epic.
I don't like you right now.
Aramon is choking. Oh no.
Right now your fingers look like candles. Oh,
I have to ask, is Firebolt, you know, how many, what's this use of level? It does not work like that.
It's a cantrip. Yeah.
You can cast it at will.
Yeah. It's a cantrip. Ooh, that's nice.
You can Firebolt all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Semyon, yeah. Time for another saving throw.
Okay, I'm stable, yes. But unconscious.
Is that three? Right.
Yeah. Right, okay. Darius?
Okay.
Oh, yes. Okay, two and two.
Oh my gosh, the next turn.
Mm-hmm.
This is nerve-wracking for me, and I'm just the
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Curse of Strahd.
That God. Is a hit.
Oh, bugger.
Oh, no. 14
damage. 14. Okay, so that takes me to minus two.
Right, you are down then, I'm afraid.
Zero it is.
You just did zero, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you also need to do a death saving throw.
I do, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've never done one of these before, I don't think. Where are they?
It says death save next to your hit dice in sort of the middle of your sheet.
Ah.
You just click where the words death save. Yeah. Hey, yes. Nicely done.
Yep.
What am I rolling against, by the way?
10 or higher.
10.
It's
10
just
or higher.
10.
10 or higher. 10 or higher. Is the
right.
Yeah.
Hurrah.
Right, okay. You're up.
So,
Aramon,
I'm going to switch
Aramon,
it up, and I'm going to go Ray of Frost on him.
Aramon, you have been sucking this hard.
Okay.
There we go.
That's
a
hit.
Thank God. One
point of damage. with that, I'm going to take my movement, because I know he's going to have to come and get me.
Run away.
I'm going to bring it back. Let's see here.
Yep.
How much movement do I have? I've got 30 feet, so 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Six squares.
And I'll sit right there and wait for him.
Okay. Okay, so Semyon, you're stable now, aren't you? Darius, you need to make a saving throw?
That's a 20!
Oh,
and you're conscious. You're conscious now.
Yep. You have
you
one
up
hit
with
point.
One HP.
One HP. Whoa, two people up.
Woo.
You might want to consider
hiding under the table.
Stabilize.
Okay. Can I? Okay. So, Semyon's up. Thorn is right there. Do I really want to go after him with one hit point?
Does it take a turn? I think it must do.
Yeah, well, it takes half movement to actually get up all the... Half
no, movement. I mean the death save, I think, is your turn.
Oh, the death save? Oh, yeah, that's right. Death save is turn, I think.
Yeah, okay.
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 But now Thorn is going to go... Whee! Float, float, float. Float, 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 float. Oh, he does have the movement speed, I'm afraid. Get back there. And...
All right.
And he's 70.
That hit, and that's has me down at a negative six.
So you are down then.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
It's all up to Darius. Yes. That's 1 HP.
Okay, but Kat, okay. First of all, Kathra, you need... Marmoset, you need to make a saving throw.
Yeah, because Thorn's just had their turn, haven't they? Hang on.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, I was getting confused as to who was where. Right. 17. Hurrah.
Yep, you're fine. So the next person who actually has a move is Darius.
5, 10, 15, 25, 30. Nice. I can't get to him. Okay. Okay. Semyon, let's see, with medicine. Can I actually get anybody up with medicine?
Well, I should probably go ahead and roll my first death save then. Because.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yes, you need to roll your death save. Thank you, pardon.
Okay. That's a success.
Okay. Good. You've had some very lucky throws and some very unlucky throws in this combat. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Actually, if I can't do medicine, it's right there. I could use my crossbow.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
That's a hit. And with a scream and a wail, Thorn vanishes.
Oh my god!
Well done, everybody. That was. I would have.
Six piercing damage.
Okay.
Wracking.
As you may not have gathered, given their ghosts, they are resistant to pretty much everything. Yep. So all your damages were being halved. And I was slightly. I cheated on your behalf slightly. I realized afterwards that they are actually totally resistant to cold. Mm-hmm. But so that ray of frost shouldn't actually have done any damage. But given that Darius did forget to take their couple of his couple of extra attacks that he should have taken, then I thought I'd let that one go because you were struggling enough. I didn't really want a TPK in the first.
Seems like it gets out a little bit.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Medicine checks to help get people up. Okay. All right.
That's 25.
That'll be Araman and... Well, that would have been Marmoset then.
So Araman is up.
That puts me at one hit point. Or...
Okay.
Kath and Simeon are unconscious but stable. Araman and Darius are alive and barely hanging on to life, like awake. And Marmoset is still making death saves?
So I've done...
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
If I can make another chess. Another medicine check.
What's
because I have not checked in the rule. I'll have to check the skill and see what it is.
If not, the other thing you could do is you could reach and grab Marmoset's
healer's kit
and use that to stabilize her.
Let's see, where the heck are the skills in this book? I am.
What's a medicine check? How do you make the roll?
Character.
What's the target?
Well, I know how to make the roll, but I can't find the skill anywhere.
I mean, you've rolled going
three times.
Which is one of those ones where it doesn't tell you anything on here.
Well, the 13, I mean, it's the same DC. It's a DC
10. Oh, right, that's what we're trying to establish.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same as a death save. It's just somebody else is doing it.
Okay. Yeah. So,
unless the DM decides it's more difficult for whatever reason.
That is fine. I think you've had a difficult enough time as is. Well, it's nice to have a challenge. I mean, it was one of those things that you... Basically, they would have just kept on possessing people unless there were certain other actions I'll explain later that you could have done. But it's kind of vaguely spoiled to say it now. So you were all stable. So where are we? So at the moment, half the party is still unconscious. What are you doing?
Well, it depends. How do I mix up some healing potions for everybody?
That takes 10 days.
Okay, then.
Does anybody have healing potions or any of the sort on them?
No.
Otherwise, it's just a few hours until we wake up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Anybody?
I think it's roll a d4, actually, and see how many hours it takes you to wake up, but however you want to do it.
And I suppose anybody has actually brought healing potions or has cure wounds of any kind who's conscious?
Yeah, we have a startling lack of support since we lost our druid, right? She was a druid.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yep.
Alton, do you have any? I'm
unconscious at the moment, so you'll have to wait 1d4 hours. And in terms of my inventory, no, I don't have any healing potions.
Do you have Lay on Hands yet?
Yes, but it's only 5 hit points total. So.
Yeah, so you can do like one hit point in each person, like who's unconscious, and bring them back up. Yep.
But not to himself, unfortunately.
Yeah, not to yourself. But yeah, paladins don't actually get spells until level.
I'm waking up in 4 hours.
Yeah, let's see how long it takes, Kath.
Well, four is
so
the longest.
I got stabilized, didn't I?
Yes, you got stabilized, but you're still...
All right.
So stabilized, you're still unconscious.
Well, I wake up in an hour.
Mm. Yeah, I think either way, we're probably going to have to, like, rest somewhere. And
I'm going to wake up in 2 hours.
The area is... I mean, I don't think we much have a choice as to moving.
Sorry, Josh, could you say that again? I got distracted.
Yeah, our two strong characters are both unconscious, or strong guest characters.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got an 11 strength, so yay.
You could drag us across the floor.
So you're going to at least sit around for 4 hours until everybody is conscious.
I'm going to go sit at the table.
Yeah, same here.
Well, one of you's got a pack of cards, haven't you?
I believe that was actually... I think that was actually Symbion that had the pack
of
cards.
Nope, I've got a set of dice.
I have playing cards. I have playing cards for sure.
Yeah. Because didn't you find... You found some in the cupboard.
Yeah. Yeah. I also have a flask, right, which Araman now knows about, so... You could have a party.
Right.
Okay, so you are 4 hours past peaceably.
I come around after an hour. Oh, that was a kick. Woo. I sort of struggle my way over to the table and sit down, and I'm sure you guys fill me in on what's going on. Do we come up with 1 HP? Is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you'll have to take at least a short rest to get anything more and spend some hit dice.
Okay.
Right.
I will do that while we're waiting for the other two to wake up, I guess. Mm-hmm. Do my hit dice. Is that cool?
And so an hour later, I wake up and go, ow!
Yeah, I'll do that myself.
Ugh, good lord, that is a terrible roll. I now have 5 HP.
I'll do one of those and all, I think. Mm. Gosh, this is all new and exciting stuff.
Yeah, so hit dice is one of the ones that I always struggle to my head around.
Yeah, let me make sure I've got that all set up right, too. Yeah. Let's see.
Ooh.
Oh, you did well.
Mm. That takes me back up to my maximum.
Really?
Well, bully for you. I rolled a 2 on a d12.
Oh, dear.
So when I do finally wake up, I'm, as nobody has described otherwise, I find myself still unceremoniously dumped in the corner while they're all sitting at the table playing cards.
Take your little death sign off now.
Who? Why?
All right, buddy.
No.
Well.
Yay.
We're alive.
I don't need you lay on hands, so, you know, you can, like, share that out between yourself and whoever's most damaged.
Let's see. I'm still going to need to take a short rest, so.
Yeah.
I'm now 6 out of 9 hit points.
Hey, not bad.
5 out of 9.
I think I'm probably the worst off right now. 5 out of 14.
Wow, you really don't have great numbers of hit points, do you?
No.
14 is good for level 1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's been so long.
Squishy level.
Yes, we're level 1.
Oh, do we get XP? Oh, no, are we doing milestone?
Yeah, we're doing milestone. You will actually level up before the next session. Okay. I can tell you that now.
Okay.
If we don't die before then in the next half hour.
Yes.
We do have some talent in that arena.
Yeah. Okay, so you all have had a short rest. You have used up a hit die. You have a modicum of health. So you still got... are you using your lay on hands?
Yes. I'm going to keep the angry dwarf alive.
Because if anyone will haunt you...
Here, just, you know, here. You can have them all.
All 5?
Well,
nice.
You don't want me asking, Chris, what's that you're drinking, Chris?
I am drinking Anspachen Hobday Porter.
Oh, that sounds actually pretty good.
Mm, yeah, it's not bad.
Mm. Okay, so, you know,
sorry, what was that, Kais? I didn't quite see it.
Is that Great Lake something or other?
Oh, you're drinking porter as well. Yeah. Porter twins!
Yeah.
I usually would be drinking a porter or stout, but right now all I have is a coffee brown. It's a little light for me, but it's pretty good.
Well, it's early in the day for you guys, isn't it?
Yes. It's 2:30, so it's okay for me to be drinking a coffee brown.
But as they say, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Yeah.
Well, it's Sunday, so it doesn't matter.
Doesn't count on a Sunday.
Yeah.
But mine's Surly.
Yeah.
Local beer. It's made like 3 miles away.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah. Mine's about 50 miles away.
Mine's about 60 because it's London, so.
I'm drinking Red Bush tea, so I'm guessing that's from South Africa.
Penny's much better about drinking school nights than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't normally drink school nights unless it's a whiskey or something. But once in a while, we treat ourselves. Okay, so as I say, you're all got a modicum of health. You are mobile. Bloodied but unbowed.
Oh no, I was bowed very much.
Bloodied but a bit bowed. So, what do you want to do now?
It's time to leave this godless hole.
What are these funny things that look like pallets in the room, by the way? Because we didn't really look at this room. We kind of had fighting, didn't we?
Yes. You fought it before you got a chance to have a proper look at it. Well, exactly. Would you like to have a look around the room and see what you find?
A little more wander around.
Yes, let's go.
Just kind of poke in all these sort of nooks and crannies.
Woo! Oh, hello! It's
everywhere.
More stare down here.
So they are actually exactly what they look like. They are alcoves with straw pallets on them.
Recently slept in?
They are. No, they're mouldy and falling apart. By the way, the noise is still going on.
Wow, that's a long time. They're going to have sore throat.
Maybe they're on a kind of a rotor.
Do I hear different voices at all? 20 minutes singing, or is it all,
You have to roll an insight check at very high difficulty to hear that tiny, tiny break when they swap from one person to another.
Natural 20. Okay, so
I'm sure this
And I've been awake. I woke up after 1 hour, so I've been listening for like 4 hours now.
Well, sadly, you don't actually hear any breaks between people.
Holy crap, Endurance champing. I'm impressed.
Circular chanting.
Yay for using my natural 20 on a useless, silly roll. Yes. That's the kind of RPI value, kids.
All the best RP rolls come out. Oh, yeah. All the best rolls come out outside of combat. It's a tradition. So what are you doing now?
Well,
I guess let's keep looking.
Still looking around.
Go down these stairs?
Yes.
Downstairs.
There's nothing under the table or anything. There's no drawers in the table or anything like that.
No. It's just a dining table style table with just four chairs around it.
Cool.
Okay, so you're heading into this room, right?
Why is everybody just dashing downstairs? Have we just learned nothing?
Have you met you?
I think what we've learned is not to get caught in the corridor.
Right.
Yes. <that's... laughs> Okay, so you are in a room with a well in the middle of it. It's about 4 foot across and it's got a lip about 3 foot above it.
Any weird smells out of it or?
No, nothing more than you would expect from a well that's been sitting stagnant for some length of time.
Okay. I'm getting algae and newt piss.
So there's a bucket hanging from a rope and pulley mechanism over the top. where we are, you can see that there are small set of steps leading out on the bottom left side. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 doors spread around. Well, doorways, there's no actual physical doors in them, leading into other rooms that you would need to investigate to find out what was in.
Well, out of curiosity, I'm going to go ahead and inspect the well a little bit, well, drop the bucket a little bit and take a look.
I'll tell you what, Semyon's exasperation with everything that happens is it gives me life.
He's like, we almost died, and you want to play with things.
I almost died in a house full of ghosts and like cultists and craziness and madness, and you just want to play with things.
Anyway,
perspective, Aramon, people.
Would you like to give me a perception roll?
Your folly is waiting in the well to bite you on the backside.
That is a 12.
Okay. So you drop down the bucket and pull it back up again. The bucket has some fairly algae covered dirty water in it, but that appears to be all.
Okay.
There is no tap tap tapping noise or anything like that coming out of the well, a la the Mines of Moria. So,
right.
Okay.
I have no memory of this place.
Okay, what are y'all doing?
Well, I'm done with the well, so
I'll search the rooms.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we can all just sort of each one take a room, look through it, something okay. like that.
So each of the rooms, it has a poor quality wooden framed bed with a straw mattress. Each of them has a wooden chest in front of them.
That was a significant pause.
Sorry.
Your intonation sounded like there was something more to come.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Okay. No. Are you trying the chests, I suppose?
Yes, I'll actually. Yeah, look at the chests there.
Yeah, all the chests are actually locked.
Okay, I'm going to try and smash mine open.
Okay, which room are you in, love?
I'm towards the top of the screen.
Oh, right. Yep. So your room, you're in that room. Okay. Do you want to give us a strength roll?
I do. Hang on. Where'd he go? Sorry, I was getting caught up with my saving throws, which I will only do if the chest attacks me.
Right. Okay. You attack the lock of the chest with well, whatever you've got handy, so I assume you're trying to batter it to pieces with your
quarterstaff.
Thank you. And you're not able to do anything to the chest. It stays stubbornly locked.
Can't get into my chest, folks.
No.
No, don't.
Are you wearing are you wearing a chastity bra?
It's a booby trap.
This is where the podcast evolves into madness.
What, you think that somebody, you think that a 6'1" tiefling grabbing hold of the leg of the...
That was also...
It wasn't mad enough.
Sarge, brilliantly done.
Boy, thank you.
I so want fan art of that.
What was your flaw that you got, by the way?
Mine was I was scared of everything, including my shadow. And whenever I didn't get what I want, I would weep.
Mine was it was you like being in charge, and if somebody tells you what to do, you get very angry.
Which, to be honest, was pretty close to your character.
I'm not that overbearing. Come on.
Where's the difference?
Catherine's impatient. She doesn't self-appoint herself the leader. There's a difference.
Yeah, she needs somebody else to blame.
Very, very, very subtle difference. I'm going to No, I'm against my better judgment. I'm going to try put my javelin into the lock and give it a twist.
Okay, give us a strength roll.
I'm going to regret this, aren't I? 15.
No. Again, it's fairly stuck fast.
That's a bloody good quality lock, that is.
Terrible beds, good locks on the boxes. Okay.
Yeah, I don't have anything I can use to actually do any of that, and my strength is nothing, so.
Okay. I mean, we could both attack at the same time or something.
Do you want to borrow one of my daggers to try and pick the lock?
Sorry, what was that?
Oh, Jay? I just said we could both, like, try and attack it at the same time, see if we could break it together.
Well, you could, I guess, try.
Okay, so you're going to go up and join Ehriman, are you, Cathra? Sorry, I keep saying Ehriman, not Ehriman.
Simeon?
It's a character in something else. No, I thought you were talking to Ehriman about opening his one.
Wasn't Simeon not able to open his?
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to go help Simeon, see if we could combine. Oh, right, okay.
I'm here.
Oh, yes, right. Okay, do you want to make... So you're assisting Semyon. Yep. Okay, do you want to make another roll then? Yes.
At which point I will just hang you off the end of the javelin and use you as weight.
Extra long lever.
Again, 15. This is determined not to...
Yeah, you're not getting that open. So, Ehriman, do you need somebody to come and help you out then?
Why don't I come? I've got a couple of daggers, so we could try and pick the lock with the daggers.
Well, I've got one as well. I guess I could always try.
You're good at that,
but
go for it.
I'm not one for picking locks, but I could always try.
Yeah, I can tell you now, you won't be able to pick the lock because none of you have thieves' tools.
Okay. Do you want me to try hitting yours?
Mm-hmm. Which yours are you talking to, love?
I am talking to Ehriman.
Okay.
And is it Ehriman I'm standing next to? I've got my characters confused.
Do you want to just assume that everybody tries to hit all of the locks? rather than go through each individual one?
Right.
I don't know.
Where's your sense of role-playing?
Is the banker going to ring up and offer us a deal?
Yeah. Okay, so you're all going to have two people trying each one. So I'd suggest whoever has the highest strength makes the strength roll for each one.
Yeah, Marma said it's
plugging. But C is out of bounds now because you all tried that.
I got strength 16, so...
I have a plus 3. Mm-hmm. Simeon, do you have a plus 4 to strength?
Okay, so Simeon's probably the strongest then. So Simeon and assist on the other one. So the one to the most left... You can't try again because you've tried that. Okay. So do you want to start at the... Let's just go around them. So you want to start at the top.
Okay.
One's directly in front of you. Yeah, where Marmoset's just gone.
18.
And do I do a strength as well?
No, you're just assisting.
Oh, I'm just assisting.
Okay, you managed to break the lock open on that one.
Ping.
And in there you find there's a pouch containing 11 GP gold pieces and 60 silver pieces. Can you throw me an insight roll?
Who?
As well. Semyon.
Me. Okay.
Yeah.
Ah. Insight. Insight. 17.
Right. You realize that the bag that it is in is made of human skin.
They just don't know. Just know. Okay, I'm not opening any more chests. That's it. I'm done.
Okay, so somebody marked on their character.
I go over and I'm about to wash my hands.
Did you take the lotion and put it on?
The lotion?
Did it don't take the lotion start. And put it on its skin? Is it well...
Or you're going in the well. You understand me?
Okay, so somebody make a note on a character sheet of the amounts.
Okay.
I'm not touching it. Well, somebody else can take it.
I know no shame. I can't smell anything, so I've taken it.
I'll take it.
I've only got like five gold piece, so how are we splitting it?
Well, at least one of you take it. Doesn't need everybody.
Okay,
we'll split. I have zero.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Worry about that outside. I'm going to say, actually, while we're on this subject, after some things that have happened in therapy recently, I'm making it a house rule that unless there's specific circumstances to say otherwise, any money that is found, you will split equally.
Okay. Ooh,
we've just lost Alton. Oh, we've lost him.
One sec.
Okay, I just wrote it down on my character sheet.
Sounds good.
Simeon's decided he's not going to try any more chests because...
No, I'm not touching them. Human skin bags, no. To hell with that.
So Catherine, I think you've got the next highest.
I'll do it.
I'm equal.
So that's the next room along, where the one that Ehriman's standing in the doorway of.
19.
Okay. Oh, you managed to break that one open. It contains three moss agates in a folded piece of black cloth.
Moss agates? Okay.
Oh, those are nice, pretty ones. They're white and then they've got little green flecks in. I've probably got one downstairs.
Oh, okay. We have a bunch of agates up here on Lake Superior.
This is one of Penny's particular areas of interest.
Pretty rocks. Yeah.
So the one to the far left you've already tried. So the one to the bottom left is the next one to try.
Well, I'll give it a whirl. Let's see. It's a strength check.
15. Does that work on this one?
15. Can you roll it again? Because we're assuming that you were getting an assist for each of these.
Yeah, you have advantage.
Okay.
You don't seem to have got...
Oh, I have advantage. Yeah. Okay.
Yep, so roll again.
16.
Oh, 16. No, you aren't able to open that one.
Okay, I've got plus 3 to strength, so if we've got one more to try...
Yeah, you've got one more bottom right. In fact, where Catherine is at the moment.
Natural 20.
Mm.
Nat 20.
Two natural 20s.
Oh, yep, you have absolutely no problem opening that one.
Okay.
And it contains a short sword with a silver coating on it.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
I can use that.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to suggest that that's probably as good a place as any to stop. So we are at 5 to 9, more or less.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll do the normal thing if everyone wants to say who they are, who they're playing, and where they can be contacted if they wish to be contacted. Okay. So stick with the order I've got on my screen. Caius.
I am Caius Wickersham, playing Darius Talvinhar. You can reach me at dtalvinhar at Twitter.
Okay. Josh.
I am Josh. You can find me on Twitter at Tessarge. I'm playing Ehriman, the tiefling sorcerer.
Okay. Jane.
I'm Jane. You can find me on Twitter at CellarDoor10. And I have been playing Cathra, the even angrier than normal dwarf barbarian.
Penny.
Hi, I'm Penny Hill. I'm Happy Penske on Twitter, and I've been playing Marmoset Quince, the human ranger.
Okay, Alton.
And I'm Alton. You can find me on Twitter at The Sleeping God and on Twitch, The Staggering Giant. And tonight I've been playing the late Semyon Anatov, half-elf paladin.
Okay, and I've been Chris. I have been your DM. I can be found on Twitter at BookZombieCGH. That's CJH, he says, realising that.
But it's actually CJH Book Zombie, so.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. It shows how often I post things to Twitter, doesn't it? Okay, CJH Book Zombie, all has one word. Okay, well, thanks very much, everybody, for listening, if you still are, and see you next time. Bye.
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 What will our heroes find in the basement that does exist after all? Will they ever discover what happened to Lena? Will they discover the source of the mysterious chanting? Find out in the next episode of Curse of Strahd. Book Zombie presents Curse of Strahd, starred Caius as Darius Kelvinar, Penny as Marmoset Quince, Jane as Kathra Bitteraxe, Alton as Semyon Anatov, and Josh as Eremon. The DM was Chris Book Zombie Hill. Music and artwork was by The Sleeping God. This was a Book Zombie Presents production.